The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I've heard when you get married, you marry someone that supports you, stands behind you, believes in you. And my husband here, DJ Automatic, has cast doubt on me. Good morning. It's Wednesday, halfway to the weekend. I'll explain everything. Let's go around the room a little bit. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic, a.k.a. The Doubter.
I go by Anthony A.
Our good friend, Jasmine, invited me to go hiking.
Ooh.
And I said, oh my gosh.
A.k.a. walking.
And Automatic said, you? Hiking? Just like that.
Well, you're not much of an outdoorsy person.
Yeah. Right.
And I know you don't own any hiking gear or boots or anything.
I can hike in some of my own shoes. I can put leggings on and like a cap.
No, you're going to think it's a fashion show, and then you're going to get lost out there, and then I'm going to have to go find you.
Yeah, are we talking like real hiking or just like one of those trails off the side of the road?
I think she can hike.
Oh, Jasmine, yeah.
Oh, you believe in Jasmine?
Yes,
hell
I do.
Not me. I see.
Jasmine is a hiker. She's got a little more grit to her than you do, Dana.
Yeah, Dana, you can't even get out of a parking lot by yourself. That's what you do. I gotta stay close to the group.
Is that what you're saying? If you go,
you better stay on Jasmine's hip.
You should just keep it simple and hike back home without your Google Maps. Because that's what you should try to do.
I feel like Automatic wants Jasmine to get one of those leashes for the kids for me.
Yes, please.
I just think I should try something different. You're right, Automatic. I'm not really an outdoorsy girl. I'm more of an indoor girl. But I should try something new, right? Step out of my comfort zone.
Jasmine's like the kind of girl that actually goes surfing. You're the kind of girl that does couch surfing.
I'm going to go hiking, and I'll come back and I'll report how things went. If I'm not back, come look for me.
She's not going. You are not going to go.
Yes, I am.
You're blowing those people off, dude. We'll start with World Adoption Day. So that's a cool thing.
Yes, it is. Very, very, very incredible. I know there's a lot of talk, and you know, it's the day after elections and all of that. But I want to remind you that there are 450,000 children in foster care. And we speak a lot about being pro-life. There are living children who need help, who need volunteers, who need parents. 450,000 around the country. So find it in your heart or your home to make
room. There you go. All right. We also got National Carl Sagan Day. All right. Now, what I'm reading about Carl Sagan is that he started a PBS science series called Cosmos, which helped kids understand everything about the universe.
You never watched Cosmos? Growing up, remember when they used to wheel the TV into your elementary class?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I do remember. God,
they would show you Cosmos.
Shout out to that guy. Double shout out to him, then. And I guess we'll wrap it up on World Freedom Day, all right?
Yeah.
Celebrating the fall of the Berlin Wall. It's very light on a national day today.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
When you go to the gym or you work out at home, whatever it is, music makes it better, right? Music makes it better.
Makes the time go by quicker.
And I once read an article. Jay-Z was talking about his playlist, and he said he don't care what anybody says. He likes to listen to Britney Spears' Slave for You because he's like, the Neptune's beat on that is ridiculous.
Solid song.
It's a good song. He also said that he liked Marky Mark and a Funky Bunch, Good Vibrations. I was like, what?
They were trying to talk Mark Wahlberg into coming out of retirement.
Jay-Z actually tried to do that. Yeah.
Him and Nas were like, bring it back.
Well, imagine Jay-Z just in the gym, being a little fitness influencer, taking little selfies.
Listen to Good Vibrations?
No, I'm going to say with Britney Spears' Slave for You, dude.
Yeah, it's
that's
cool.
A little more provocative for home. That's funny, dog.
It made me think, okay, maybe you're listening to DJ Automatic's playlist. We get a lot of calls when you're doing playlists from the gym, people hiking and whatnot. And you have your earbuds in. Nobody can hear what you're listening to. What's the song you might be listening to that might shock somebody? Anthony A.
I'm going to have to go with, how about this? It doesn't shock. Well, Bruno Mars, When I Was Your Man. If I was your man, right?
Why not?
Because it's a slow song.
Well, yeah, here's the thing, though, about me and that song in the gym. I remember I broke up with a girl in the middle of my dog phase when I wasn't the best boyfriend. And I broke up with her. And I go to the gym, you know, to, you know, get back and, you know, get single fit, right? Next thing you know, I'm in the gym and this song comes on and it's just talking about all the mistakes that he made when he was her man. And, bro, it cut deep, dog. Like, I was crying.
Did you shed a tear?
Yeah, dude.
In the gym?
Yeah, dude. Just swinging a kettlebell crying, bro. You ever done that?
No. You got another one? No, I've never swung a kettlebell.
On a different vibe, though, what's one that I really love that brings out the best in me is Taylor Swift, Bad Blood. Because, baby, I always a T-Swizzle. You
that's
know,
a solid, yeah.
Yeah, that's
solid.
A good one, though.
Anthony's been a Swifty for a minute. Yeah. Like, for real, he's been a Swifty. Okay, DJ Automatic, you the hip-hop head, but there's got to be songs that you listen to that don't fall into that category.
I'm going to go with Whitney Houston, I'm Your Baby Tonight. I mean, anybody who knows that song is an amazing song. I mean, classic.
Why that one, though?
My mom. That was something we used to listen to when I was cleaning the house, or she would work out at home, and it was just a song that I always liked. And then another one that you wouldn't expect. Let me think. Katy Perry, Fireworks. That one is a banger. I love that song.
I don't know if I call it a banger, it's definitely a hit. Okay, I have my list too. There was a moment when Fergie was just this huge superstar artist, and she had an album called The Duchess. And I used to listen to that nonstop. And there's one song on there. It's called Big Girls Don't Cry. Make you work out forever. Because you're telling this guy, this is not about you.
I ain't gonna lie. This is about me. This is pretty on brand for you, bro.
Yeah. Big girls don't cry. Yeah, this is pretty Dana, much. Yeah,
this is your life mantra.
No. This is a woman empowering song. It make you feel good at the gym. And then the other one that I really like, Wham, Careless Whisper.
At the gym?
Yes.
There's nothing motivational about that song.
Totally motivational. There's a man saying, I shouldn't have done this to you. I'm so sorry. And you just feel like you got to get your fit on because you realize that he regrets what he did.
Or cry it out. Why are both of your songs crying songs?
I didn't know this song had lyrics, bro. I just get past a little saxophone riff. Yeah. I didn't even know, dog.
I feel like you guys should open with Two Dudes, One Studio every time with that song playing in the background.
No,
just looking at each other. All right, so be sure and share with us your playlist songs that you want no one else to know that you groove to. Hit us up at Dana Cortez.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I am going to list the top 5 signs that may ghost you. This is a very interesting study, and in case you missed it, I got it for you. In fact, we have 3 stories you need to know. DJ Automatic, you first.
America, we've gotten so fat that one airline says it has no choice but to allow fewer passengers on its plane. Yes, jeez. United Airlines says it's going to block off up to 6 seats on its 757s between now and April because the average male American now weighs 15 pounds more than they did in 2019, while female passengers are dragging around an extra 34 pounds.
Fat and sassy. We're fatter. We're getting fatter faster.
Yes, women are getting fatter faster. And then you add winter coats and boots, and United says that it could actually tip the weight and balance requirements to fly the plane.
I have gotten so much blowback on my Instagram because I say things like, yes, you got to love your body. But loving your body and accepting your body doesn't mean treating it like shit. And when I say that, I mean filling it with junk food.
Yeah, but this is kind of like, we backed ourselves up into a good position because now there's more seats on the plane.
Well,
that's not bad.
No, they're going to leave them empty.
They're empty, Anthony.
Yeah, but then that fat person ain't going to take up a whole other seat. It's going to be like another half a seat.
And people are going to be mad at Anthony, but it's true. I get it. Junk food is good. Stop making yourself sick. That's what we're doing. We're making ourselves sick to the point that they're like, we're going to leave empty seats. No.
Well, part of the problem was the pandemic where everyone sat around and it just people haven't taken the weight off.
Guilty. I like how they try to blame the boots.
Yeah, boots like, and
it's
winter
the boots
coats.
And the coats. Yeah.
Sorry, ma'am. Them boots are just a little too thick. You're going to have to get another seatbelt. All right. Well, a recent survey revealed which purchases make people the happiest. And 50% say that buying a gift for somebody else makes them the happiest.
Oh.
Which is kind of like true because we've talked about how like buying gifts or doing something for somebody is sometimes.
Virtues of selfishness.
Yes, exactly.
Thank you, Automatic.
All right. And the rest of them say that, actually, 20% say that they would like to buy a cleaning service. That makes them happy too, and I could relate to that. That is great, dude.
I could never have somebody clean my house. I would have to clean before they get there. I would have to clean along beside them because nobody does it like I do.
Damn, bro.
It's never gonna happen.
So you're trying to tell me if I was to buy myself something that's not gonna make me more happy than buying somebody else something?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. There's more
not
fulfillment.
Not me. I'm
there.
The only child.
I'm like, I like buying myself.
Nobody called me for that survey. All right. So in case you missed it, a new study at Yahoo.com is revealing the top 5 signs most likely to ghost you. Number 5, Sagittarius. And this is because they get busy in their own lives and they need to do things the way they want to do them. You might not fit into that. Number 4, Scorpio. Scorpios are deep and dark. And if they get in a bad mood, they don't want nothing to do with
you.
They're
done.
Yeah. Number 3, Gemini. Geminis are prone to indecision. They like freedom. They like being alone. which I'm a Gemini. They like their alone time. And so you might not fit that bill right there.
It depends which person they are that day.
I don't know what Gemini birth. When are their birthdays? I don't know their birthdays. So
May and June. Aquarius, number two. Like the Gemini, they're the kind of people that kind of like their own space. And Aquarius, they're curious and loving. And if they don't get that from you from jump, you're not getting a call back. The number one sign that will ghost you is an Aries.
Oh, what month is that?
Like mid-March through mid-April. So Aries can be into you really hardcore for a second and then just lose interest. And if they do that, they're just completely done with you. And they're not going to call you back or explain anything. If you want the study, hit me up at Dana Cortez on Instagram. I feel like this is pretty accurate, right?
It's another excuse for people to use like their astrological sign.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, it's about as accurate as a horoscope.
Did you hear Dana? She said, this isn't me. It's my astrological sign that made me ghost you. All right, like I said, hit me up for the study.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I'm going to play audio of Rihanna describing being a mother for the first time. And I think she captured it so amazingly well. Stand by for that and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt brought to you by State Farm. But first, Anthony A., celebrity birthdays.
We got French Montana celebrating his birthday. We'll wrap it up right there.
Okay, let's talk about Vogue magazine suing Drake and 21 Savage for faking us all out. I mean, I really thought it was real. I thought Drake and 21 Savage were on a cover of Vogue. They thanked Anna Wintour. And Vogue, they tagged them. Anna Wintour said, nah, I want $4 million. It's actually Condé Nast, which owns Vogue.
So they did like a whole fake promo tour. Do you think this is going to make the other people that they faked out
come after them? SNL, which gave them free promo. Howard Stern was like, this is the best thing ever. No, I don't think anybody else will sue them.
It did open up Vogue to a whole different audience, right? I mean, there's a lot of people who didn't know about Vogue until Drake
should be charging Anna Wintour for that. All right, now we're going to talk about Jennifer Lopez. She's on the cover of Vogue magazine. It's not a troll. It's absolutely real. And she just looks so beautiful inside. She talks about how surreal it is for her to be married to Ben Affleck because she said, he's the love of my life. And 20 years ago, we're supposed to be doing this. And now, you know, having lived apart this entire time, we have children and we're together. And I mean, it feels good.
All the things that happened, mostly just having kids, wouldn't have happened had they not split up. So it worked out.
It was meant to be.
Yeah, it worked out.
It was meant to be. And then speaking of having kids, Rihanna is promoting her Savage X Fenty runway show. And she's asked how she feels about being a mother. I thought this was such an incredible description.
I have a baby. Oh, my God, it's crazy. You look at him and he's yours, but he's a stranger and he's new. And you're learning him as he's learning you and learning the world. It's an amazing experience.
I just love that because she's like, I don't know this little person, but I love this little person. And that's how you feel. And the love just grows and grows. If you want to watch the video in its entirety, go to @DanaCortez on Instagram and a story. I have a bunch of them in there. Anthony, doesn't that make you want to have a baby?
Hell no, dude. Did you hear what Rihanna's baby first said to her when it came out of the womb?
Where's
the album?
In this interview, she said she's not going to have it anytime soon.
Oh!
No. Super Bowl is one thing. New music is another thing. Do you hear that, fans?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Imagine waking up and finding out the person that you love has been kidnapped. This happened to the family of Sherry Papini. Turns out, though, she faked her kidnapping so she could get back with her ex.
Yes. Man.
Yes. Mother of two, married.
Oh, even worse.
She brought her kids into it?
No, she didn't bring her kids. She left her kids.
Oh, my God.
She pretended to be kidnapped so that she could get back with her ex. This all happened on a Thanksgiving day. To make it even worse, thousands of dollars spent searching for her. Hours of manpower and volunteers. Well, they found her shacking up with her ex-boyfriend. Oh, by the way, she's been charged.
Oh.
And she's going to have to pay restitution. And it looks like she will serve 18 months in jail.
Damn.
For what she did.
Damn. You think he'll visit her?
Which one?
Husband. Yeah, dude. There's so many levels to that story right there. So she wanted just to run away from the family to kick it with her boo.
Her ex-boyfriend.
Oh, my God.
Well, she got to kick it away from them.
What's she I should have done was listen to this next story because the DeLorean is back. Yes, the car from Back to the Future.
Oh, we can go from the past to the present to the whatever.
Yeah, so they're going to actually do an updated version of this famous car.
Oh, my gosh.
It's going to still have the wing doors that go up and still be stainless steel. But now it's being done by the guy's daughter because the guy actually, he passed away.
The creator, his name is DeLorean, yeah, obviously. Yeah,
documentary about him on Netflix.
Yeah.
So they don't know how much the car is going to cost, but it is coming back and it's going to be built in Detroit.
Oh, wow. Well, whatever it costs, the reason they don't list it is because us, we can't afford it. If you have to ask, you can't afford it.
All right. We're talking about the DeLorean coming back. Imagine coming back to life. That's what happened with Lamar Odom. For those who don't know, all right, the former NBA champion almost died from a drug overdose in 2015.
I remember all that. Yes. Right? Yes.
The Bunny Ranch, right?
Yes, at the Love Ranch in Nevada, the brothel. Yes, DJ Automatic. He had to auction off one of his NBA championship rings for $78,000 to cover his medical bills.
Oh,
but in 2016, a fan paid over $100,000 to get that ring back and return it to Lamar Odom for free.
What? Oh, my gosh. Dude. That's so beautiful.
That story had a lot of highs and lows.
One too many highs. Don't do drugs.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Best fries, hands down, are McDonald's fries. And I'm going to tell you right now how you can get free fries from McDonald's in food news. Time for hottest hashtags on your Wednesday, halfway to the weekend. It's the Dana Cortez Show, and I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Spicy Nugget.
Rip, Beth, Jamie, Case, Monica, and John Dutton are back.
Yellowstone.
Yes, DJ Automatic. Now, if you want to watch some past seasons and catch up, or you want to know what the hype's about, even Drake dropped a verse about Yellowstone, okay? You can catch up on the past seasons on Peacock, on their app. But the new season will go live this Sunday on Paramount Network, so regular old TV. You can stream it on Paramount Plus, Amazon Prime, and Vudu Sunday, November 13th. I'm so excited. Ooh. This is one of the best series. To be honest, I was like, what is this cowboy stuff about? Anthony, you told me about this.
Yeah, and you guys for a long time were deniers.
We held out on Yellowstone, yeah. But now, man. And then the amount of guys that went as Rip this for past Halloween was crazy.
Yeah, it was not one of the standout costumes. No. Everybody was Rip. All right, and now on food news, McDonald's is giving away free fries till the end of the year every Friday. All you have to do is have their app and at least order a dollar worth of food. You could get a soda.
And you get fried. Well,
yes.
It's not free, but I mean, it's discounted.
No, because if you order a soda, you get a fry. If you order a cheeseburger, you get a fry.
Shout out to them for keeping something, within the value menu range. The McChicken certainly is now up to 2 for $3 versus 2 for $2.
But it's still good. It's still good. With inflation and everything,
they're moving on it slowly but surely.
So, download the app, order at least a dollar minimum. You could pull up, drive through, curbside, whatever, and then get your free fries. That's good. And it's the large fries, too. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, we'll start with World Adoption Day.
I said this earlier. There are 450,000, I'm not just making that number up, that's a true number of children in foster care. Please help by volunteering.
And that's just the United States alone?
That's just the U.S.
Gee.
Yeah, help by volunteering your time, open your heart or your home. Seriously.
All right. And we also have National Scrapple Day, which is a Pennsylvania Dutch dish, kind of like Spam. It's made of pork trimmings.
What?
So if you like any type of meatloaf, today
is
your
mean
day.
It's like meatloaf made out of Spam?
Something. No.
No, made out of ham.
No, yeah, made out of ham. It's like similar to Spam.
What?
I don't know, bro. I don't know.
Is this a Dr. Seuss rhyme?
No, that's Scrapple, all right?
You're having to cast over. That was Halloween. Let's move on. What's the next thing?
And we'll wrap it up on Carl Sagan Day.
Carl Sagan was a scientist. He hosted Cosmos on PBS. We need our children to learn more about math and science. Get them involved. Head out of TikTok, nose out the phone, more in a book. What do plants breathe?
Air. Carbon dioxide.
Thank you, DJ. Nice. We breathe in oxygen, which plants excrete, and then they breathe in what we excrete, carbon monoxide. So without plants, we can't live. So stop tearing down the trees and stuff.
I don't know if excrete was the word to use, but we'll go with that, okay?
Well, we're exhaling.
There you go.
Exhaling, yeah.
You guys are talking about french fries. Yeah. That was your lane. You're good there.
I think you're right. There's nobody in here that can say they're very Carl Sagan-y.
the Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier inside the Dana Cortez Show, we were talking about a playlist that we listen to when we work out. And in that conversation, behind the scenes, Dana Cortez told DJ Automatic, hey, you don't listen to all types of music. You only listen to rap and hip hop. That's it. And Automatic got his feelings hurt. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to give you 5 steps on how to tell your partner that they disrespected you. I was waiting for two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. DJ Automatic, you are an accomplished DJ, my friend.
I am. And I'm highly offended that my wife says, I mean, don't get me wrong. What? I love hip hop. And I always give people this analogy. I'm married to hip hop. I am married, but I have many mistresses.
There it is, dude.
I cheat on her all the time with all kinds of music.
Maybe that's why your wife doesn't. Maybe that's why she said that. Maybe she doesn't like that analogy or something.
I'm sure. I wouldn't like it if I was her either.
Automatic, like, you will host our music facts segment here inside the Dana Cortez Show.
I'm a pretty knowledgeable guy about all kinds of music, but for some reason, my wife thinks I only listen to hip-hop because when we're working out, guess what I listen to? Hip-hop.
Damn, bro.
So. But as I explained earlier, I like me some Whitney Houston. And I like me some Katy Perry, too.
Being your good friend and being here for that moment, dude, I witnessed your feelings get a little hurt.
I mean, I was disrespected.
It was rude, bro. It was very rude. So here's what you can do if your partner is disrespecting you the way Dana Cortez was disrespecting DJ Automatic. Number one, you talk to them about why you want to talk about this and why it's important to you. Okay? Let them know that what's going on here and your feelings.
As a DJ and a well-rounded DJ, it hurt my feelings to think that she thinks I'm so one-dimensional.
There it is, dude. Briefly describe another layer to the Automatic, how the disrespect hurts you. You know what I'm saying? Let it unpack you a little bit on an emotional level.
I mean, would it be Dana if she wasn't disrespecting me in some form, in some shape, some
that
matter?
Should not be the normal right there, brother. That's it right there. Say how the behavior made others maybe possibly think about you too and the situation. Like
the one who wanted to do this topic because you're like, whoa, Dana. That's why a would problem. You even say that?
And number four, ask what you need going forward.
Okay, I need her to do is shut her damn mouth.
Oh no, he didn't.
Good luck with that one.
I wouldn't say that to her face.
Number five is reinforcing the request that you are making. So,
please don't disrespect me. How about that?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.